Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is We Talk Productions presenting Black Urban America. And aside for the audio with the intro song, I'm still trying to work on it. But if we should be interrupted by the audio, it's just my time to click it off. Now, Black Urban America, my name is Kenny Jones. We come on Tuesday evenings from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Also on Saturdays, we have Provocative Thought from Carlton Steve on Saturdays from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Also, we have on a monthly basis, we have Shields of a Nation by Brother Michael Francis. And he's a retired police officer, and he will be coming to you. Scoot.
Hold it now!
Okay, problem resolved. But like I said, Michael Francis, a retired police officer, will be coming to you monthly to discuss legality in our African-American communities across this nation. Also, I would just like to inform, now I'm talking to the Black entrepreneurs and the African-American small business owners. I will be reaching out to you to see if we could work partnership to advertise with We Talk Productions so your product or services could be known throughout the hemisphere. Now, I don't have any hot topics for you this week. Except for, you know, we never discuss sports on this show, but a hot topic is Mr. LeBron James will be providing his unique, tremendous basketball services to the Los Angeles Lakers. So all you Lakers lovers, you have your dynasty back. Speaking of Mr. LeBron James, he's a good man. Good young man. 33 years of age. You know he's sending 1,000 African-American children to college. Free ride. Room, board, everything. Wow. You know, he had programs in Ohio in the name of his organization, his business. And that's one way we could do it in addressing the issues in the African-American communities. And tonight, we have a brother that's going to explain his perspective on addressing issues in the African-American communities. Come to you tonight is Brother Michael Husson. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great, Brother Kenny. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing fine. I am doing great as well. So, Brother Husson, what we talked before, and you said that you come with some solutions that may be controversial even to Black folks in America. So what are some of your solutions? Matter of fact, what issues that rub you the wrong way?
Well, many issues, but mainly what I'm here to talk about is who we really are. You're not African-American. You're not even African. And the reason why we are in the predicaments that we are in, basically, and who are taking our place, who are the people who are saying they are us. But first we have to find out who we are and the reason why we're going through what we're going through.
So you say that we're not African.
No,
okay,
sir.
Okay, so if we're not African, to your perspective, whom are we?
Well, if you allow me to read a few things, and then it'll all come clear to you.
Go right ahead, sir.
All right. I'm going to start with in the New King James Bible to prove that there are no fairy tales in the Bible, that it's all true, and the Bible is talking about us, the African Americans, and whoever ancestors were slaves in the transatlantic slave trade. And I'm starting with Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15. Deuteronomy, and please take notes. I'm going to be kind of quick because I don't have much time. Deuteronomy 28, verse 15 through 68. But it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today, that all these curses will under curses will come upon you and overtake you. It's not talking about one person. It's talking about a bloodline of people, our ancestors. Cursed shall you be in the city. And cursed shall you be in the country, everywhere we go, having hardship. Cursed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body and the produce of your land, the increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flocks. Cursed shall you be when you come in, and cursed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will send on you cursing, confusion and rebuke in all that you set your hand to do, until you are destroyed and until you perish quickly because of the wickedness of your doings in which you have forsaken me. I'm going to go down to Deuteronomy 28:30. You shall betroth a wife, but another man shall lie with her. That's during slavery time. You shall build a house, but you shall not dwell in it. That's what we did when slavery time. We built white folks' houses, but we could not live in those houses. You shall plant a vineyard, but shall not gather its grapes. Your ox shall be slaughtered before your eyes, but you shall not eat of it. Your donkey shall be violently taken away from you and shall not be restored to you. Your sheep shall be given to your enemies, and you shall have no one to rescue them. Your sons and your daughters shall be given to another people, and your eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all day long. That's what happened in slavery. You have a child, it was already sold before it left out of the woman's belly, in a lot of cases. And there shall be no strength in your hand. You won't be able to do anything about it. In slavery, we could not do anything about it. The master sold your child. A nation whom you have not known shall eat the fruit of your land and the produce of your labor, and you shall be only oppressed and crushed continually. So you shall be driven and driven mad because of the sight which your eyes see. The Lord will strike you in the knees and on the legs with severe boils, which cannot be healed, and from the sole of your foot to the top of your head. The Lord will bring you and the king whom you set over you to a nation which neither you nor your fathers have known. And there you shall serve other gods, wood and stone. And to break it all the way down through the, because of the paganism and the idols, it's really, break it all the way down, materialism. That's what that really means when you break it all the way down. It's, our God is money and cars and homes and this, that, and the other. And you shall become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations where the Lord will drive you. One byword through all nations that we're known as niggers. through all nations, that's one of the bywords that we're known as a nigger. We're going to go down to 41. You shall beget sons and daughters, but they shall not be yours, for they shall go into captivity. Locusts shall consume all your trees and the produce of your land. The alien who is among you shall rise higher and higher above you, and you shall come down lower and lower. He shall lend to you, but you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. That's not talking about one person getting a good job. That's talking about a bloodline of people. Everybody else will rise up over them on a regular basis wherever you go. And we're always a tail. We're always in projects. We're always getting shot by police. It's always something with us everywhere we go. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon you and pursue and take over you until you are destroyed, because you did not obey the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded you, and they shall be upon you for a sign and a wonder, and on your descendants forever. We're going to go to 54. The sensitive and very refined man among you, thin skin, we real quick to get angry, ready to shoot each other, will be hostile towards his brother. That's how we are. Toward his wife of his bosom, and toward the rest of his children whom he leaves behind. Oh, we're known for that. Not all of us, but a lot of us, because of how the government is through manipulation, we are not with our children. So that he will not give any of them the flesh of his children whom he will eat, because he has nothing left in the siege and desperate straits in which your enemy shall distress you at your gates. The tender and delicate woman among you, very sensitive, who would not venture to set the sole of her foot on the ground because of her delicateness and sensitivity, will refuse to the husband of her bosom, and to her son and to her daughter, and her placenta, which comes out from between her feet, and her children whom she bears. For she will eat them secretly for lack of everything in the siege and desperate straits in which her enemy shall distress you at all your gates. That all of that means that she would not submit to her husband in the last days. She would not submit to a man through the teachings of other folks' TV shows and radio songs. And through her career, she would give up family and children through career. And because of her career, more black women will have abortions. That's what the placenta comes in. Okay, I can't get too deep because I don't have much time. If you do not carefully observe all the words of this law that are written in this book, that you may fear this glorious and awesome name, the Lord your God, the Lord your God, then the Lord will bring upon you and your descendants extraordinary plagues, great and prolonged plagues, and serious and prolonged sicknesses. We got cancer, we got AIDS, diabetes, high blood pressure, so forth and so on. 64. Then the Lord will scatter you among all peoples, from one end of the earth to the other. And there you shall serve other gods which neither you nor your fathers have known, wood and stone. And among those nations you shall find no rest, nor shall the sole of your foot have a resting place. But there the Lord will give you a trembling heart, failing eyes, and anguish of soul. We always scared. If police stop you, we don't know what's going on. We might get shot and killed. Trembling heart. Your life shall hang in doubt, same thing, before you get stopped by the police. You might get arrested. You might get killed. You shall fear day and night and have no assurance of life. Even in slavery time, it was like that. In the morning, you shall say, oh, that it were evening, because I'm going to get too deep. And that evening, you shall say, oh, that it were morning. All of that is because of the Ku Klux Klan at night, and then you had to work until your fingers to the bone in the daytime, and you wish nighttime would come. And the Lord would take you back to Egypt in ships. Egypt is known as the house of bondage, so slavery and bondage.
and the Lord would take you back to the house of bondage in ships, to Egypt in ships. Only one ethnic group of people was ever brought into bondage by way of ships. By the way which I said to you, you shall never see it again, and there you shall be offered for sale to your enemies as male and female slaves, but no one would buy you. In ancient times, your countrymen would pay a ransom for you to buy you out of slavery from another country. That was never done. Exodus. I have a few more and I'm done. Exodus 21 through 6 reads, and God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. Deuteronomy 4:28, and there you will serve God, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell. Deuteronomy 28:64 reads, then the Lord will scatter you among all peoples from one end of the earth to the other, and there you shall serve other gods which neither you nor your fathers have known, wood and stone. Deuteronomy 28:24-28, all nations would say, why has the Lord done this to this land? Then people would say, because they have forsaken the covenant of the Lord God of their fathers, which he made with them when he brought them out of the land of Egypt, the house of bondage. For they went and served other gods and worshiped them, gods that they did not know and that he had not given to them. Then the anger of the Lord was aroused against this land to bring on it every curse that is written in this book, and the Lord uprooted them from their land in anger, in wrath, and in great indignation, and cast them into another land as it is this day. Deuteronomy, that's talking about as it is right now. So we're still under the curse. Those people over there, we're about to find out about them real shortly. Deuteronomy 29:17-18 reads, and you saw their abominations and their idols, which were among them, wood and stone and silver and gold, so that there may not be among you man or woman or family or tribe whose heart turns away today from the land our God to go and serve the gods of these nations, and that there may not be among you a root bearing bitterness or woodworm. The dictionary definition of bitterness or woodworm, tolerance for idolatry and pagan practices would always corrupt the community and therefore the covenant relationship with God. Matthew 6:24 reads, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. The Bible's definition of mammon refers to wealth, money, or property. Deuteronomy 28:64 reads, then the Lord will scatter you among, Revelation 2:8-9 reads, Revelation 2:8-9, this is Jesus, well, his name is Yahshua. There is no letter J in the Greek and Hebrew language, even to this day. There is no letter J. His name is Yahshua, but I'm going to say Jesus because that's what everybody's familiar with. This is in red ink. Jesus is speaking here. And to the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things says the first and the last, who was dead and came to life. I know your works, tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Revelation 3:9 reads, indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but lie, L-I-E, Indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you. Just Jesus talking to the tribe of Judah. Okay, and so three more, and I'm done. Yes, sir. I'm about to read three more things, and I'm
done. Oh, go ahead.
Okay, I apologize. Genesis 10, 1 through 5. We're about to find out who these Ashkenazi people are who say they are Jews. They are known as the Ashkenazis. This is what the Bible says.
Oh, Brother Michael. On my show, we don't criticize.
Okay, I understand, and I will be quiet.
All
I understand.
And please, because there are listeners, and there are people that download this show that are from other cultures. And
but this is what the Bible is talking about. This is nothing negative.
I do not believe in downgrading others.
No, it's no downgrading.
Whether you come from a religious or political thinking, I do not condone in name calling of other cultures. I do not condone their historical past or how you feel about them. We're not on my show. We're not going to speak ill will or negative of any culture. Okay? So you can skip that one.
Do you mind if I speak, Brother Kenny?
You've been speaking for a good while now. I've been letting you speak.
Okay.
But we're I do not condone in name calling. And if you cannot make your presentation without downgrading someone else, I'm not into that. The show's not into that. And my production company is not into that.
Yeah, but if you just listen, I'm not going to read it, but you have to hear me out. First of all, I never downgrade anybody, and they are known as Ashkenazis and Sephardic Jews. And so that is the name that they go by.
So we're going to have to end this show, okay? We're going to end this show. Well, this says the first time for everything. So I would like to apologize for some of the readings. I mean, he does make some good illustrations, but I am not. And that's why I don't get into religion on my show. Because everybody has different aspects, or it's a lifestyle, it's a one belief system. And I think that all religions have something to offer to humanity. We're all a part of the human history of this planet. And I'm not going to allow anyone to disrespect my show and my company with name calling. I don't condone that. That's why I am because we are. We are because I am. Good night. And another thing. Tomorrow is July 4th. I know I don't celebrate it. I will not celebrate it because I feel we're not independent. So why should we be celebrating other independencies? And so on that note, if you do celebrate, have a good time with your family and cookouts and everything. And relax. I am because we are. We are because I am.
Hold it now!